Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, let's light it up. It's Friday. 6:16, Tom and Laura in the morning. How's it going with you, all right?
Doing really well.
Are you busy right now? Because I know you're multitasking.
The dogs are eating their breakfast.
Oh, okay. It is
They were bothering me. They were like, literally, I couldn't be left alone. Normally, we don't eat until 7.
Ooh.
And then the cats are talking.
Are their dog clocks off today or something?
I think
by an hour?
So.
They turn them?
I don't know.
Dogs are cool, though. Aren't they? I mean, you and I both know this. I don't even know what I'm saying. But dogs are very cool. Like, when they want to eat, like, they just give you those hints. Like, they stand by their empty dish looking at you like, hello? Hello?
Oh, and then MacGyver, like, openly and actively yells at me. Like, I think he was like, hi, I'm really hungry.
He doesn't
you
go
need
with,
to feed me right now.
He doesn't just go with the slobber. He just goes right to the bark.
Yeah? Right to the bark.
All right. Enjoy breakfast, boys, while we get ready to enjoy a weekend. I'm kind of excited about, you heard Mark talking about it at the top of the hour in the news. There could be another round of stimulus coming. I'm kind of fired up over getting more money. I could certainly use it.
I would not say no to money.
No. So to get the details, I have this hotline here. Let's see if find out about it.
Thanks for calling the stimulus package hotline. Stay on the line for the next available caller.
Wait, what? Wait, who is that? I think I got the wrong number.
Oh, yeah, that's what you were hoping for.
No, it's not.
Some sexy phone operator tell you that you're a bad boy and need a spanking.
No, I want my check.
Huh? People are looking for help during the pandemic, and you're wasting my time?
No, I need
your
help.
Reverse 1976 fantasy? Is this what you're doing during COVID?
Management gave me this number. I don't know.
Dude, time to grow up.
No.
Or maybe you should run for office. I think you probably fit right in.
Oh. Well, I guess.
Well, then, she told you.
94KX, getting you ready for Flashback Friday, which will be coming up in about a half hour. Remember those Quad City DJs in the 90s? And I was DJing weddings, and if you didn't have that song, you were just not cool. So there you go. Come on, ride that train. Tom and Laura in the morning.
We are like a freight train, the two of us together.
Sometimes we're just rolling down that track out of control, too.
There it is.
But it's good on a Friday. Let's have some good news for a change. How about the return of the PSL?
Pumpkin spice latte.
Yes!
This is a whole season and a cup of coffee.
I'm excited to the moon.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the pumpkin latte.
That pumpkin spice latte, or PSL.
And the pumpkin spice latte, have you had it? Holy cow.
Holy cow. Starbucks announced they'll bring it back early in 2020 just to cheer everybody up.
Early?
Isn't it a fall thing? Are they bringing it back now in August?
I'm not prepared for pumpkin spice flavor in August.
Neither am I. I'm so glad you said that. But boy, people are excited about it. And last week, late night TV, John Oliver even had a skit on it, which was kind of like a pumpkin spice latte / professional wrestling kind of thing. It was like,
pumpkin spice latte.
I just thought it was hilarious. Anyway, so yeah, pumpkin spice latte. Get ready for it.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon, Starbucks.
Thank you. Thank you. Here's something I want to run by you, too. I was reading it early this morning, and I was like, all right, the new fashion thing for women is nap dresses. I'm like, so it catches my attention because I love to take an afternoon nap. And I'm thinking, what's a nap dress? It's basically a nightgown that you can wear outside. What? Wait, what?
I mean, that's like any nightshirt.
It's
very trendy.
It says it's a Victorian-looking nightgown that maybe a ghost might wear to haunt an old restaurant.
No, they're kind of like, do you remember those? Well, you had little girls.
Yeah.
Those like eyelet, fluttery sleeve, very cool cotton white dresses that also were nightgowns.
Oh, okay. So
that's a nap dress.
Mm-hmm. All right. It says, unlike your grandma's nighty, this thing can be worn outside. The nap dress is helping for people just to be casual in these uncertain times. Blah, 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 blah. So big question. Does Laura Good buy a nap dress?
I'm already on Google right now.
Okay. You're shopping? Are you? All right. Good.
I kind of want one.
I want to see you wearing one for a Try It Tuesday.
Okay. Challenge accepted.
Come on, guys, admit it. You watch Laura's Try It Tuesday just to see what she's wearing.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. I'm telling you, guys do this stuff. Like, oh, Laura looks nice today. And then, like, you were making that the agua fruit drink thing or whatever it was this Tuesday, and somebody was like, nice hair, Laura.
My goodness. So, this snap dress is okay. $125.
What?
What?
$125 for somebody's old pajamas?
Get out of there. Oh, it's really cute.
Uh-oh. You decide. News is next. 94KX, getting you ready for Flashback Friday. Let's get the party started in here.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
National Mutt Day, so tell your dogs to have a good time and maybe a dog party in the Laura house today, maybe?
Mackie Doodles, do you want to dance?
Yeah. Does he boy, he seems a little quiet today.
Mm. They're tired today. They're snoozins.
Wow, did they wear it out on the contractors yesterday or what?
They did, but wait for it. Hold the phone. Fun fact.
Yeah?
Mark will be back today.
Yeah, Mark! And Blair, right, is the other guy? Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Mark has been the one, though, who's been primarily doing all of the work.
What does Blair do? Sit in the truck like a PennDOT guy?
No. Blair oversees the whole shebang, the whole operations. Blair's awesome.
The whole Laura and Keith window project 2020.
Oh, no. I mean, like, Knoebel Lumber.
Oh,
like all
wow.
the projects.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Way to go, Blair. Well, all right.
No, Mark is awesome. He's doing his best. And yesterday, the one window was different from the other window.
Of course it was.
Like I said,
yeah.
Proving challenging. Aren't old houses great?
Yes, they are. Contractors have to know that. Like, the people that live in the house don't know it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Contractors show up and they go, oh, boy, this is going to be a big one. You know, that kind of thing. You know, because the house is old. So they are coming back, so they could celebrate Flashback Friday with us, right?
Absolutely. Cool. You know what? Maybe I'll ask Mark if he has a request when he gets here.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious. Yeah, definitely ask him. And in the meantime, hey, Mackie, this is for you, buddy. Hit the lights. We got a National Mutt Day school film here.
So. Okay, listen up, MacGyver.
It's National Mixed Breed Day.
Yeah.
Or National Mutt Day.
Mm-hmm.
Look, there's a Chihuahua mixed with a Great Dane.
Oof. Wow.
Wouldn't you have liked to see how that was made possible?
No, not really.
There's Benji, a mixed breed found in the Burbank Animal Shelter. He's a movie star. And now he's doing butt wheelies on the carpet.
Uh-oh.
Hey, there's the dog that played Old Yeller. He was a Labrador Retriever mixed with a Mastiff.
That's a big dog.
Look,
yeah.
He's lifting his leg and doing his business on the actor's leg.
No, somebody get
Looks
him
like up. Someone's going to need a costume change.
Yeah, okay, move on.
Remember to go to a shelter and rescue a mixed breed dog today.
That's for you, MacGyver. I love you, buddy.
Yay, Mackie.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning stuck with each other, but we don't mind. I don't think we do, at least.
No.
No, it's all good. News is coming up next, and then Flashback Friday, the party starts. Laura, the most important thing in a recent survey, the most important thing about your party is drinks.
Of course.
See, now you and I don't have problem with that being number one.
Nope.
Coming in at number two, Flashback Friday, the music.
Wow. Oh, yeah, you need a solid playlist.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Number three is food, so I thought food might be higher, but no, drinks, music, food, location, and space.
Good stuff.
Space nowadays being, of course, social distancing.
Party. Yeah. P-A-R-T.
So, Laurie, what do you say we...
Why?
This has been the longest week.
What do you say we get the party started?
2-day weekend.
I need to party.
I need party.
So come on, let's get this party started.
I need to party.
Me too, girl. Flashback Friday is next. Yeah, we got it rolling on a Flashback Friday, that's for sure. 94KX with Billy Squire by request from the early 80s. Tom and Laura in the morning. We're going to flashback like for the next 2 hours, right?
Yes, 100%.
That's usually what we do, and we try to flashback even with the things we talk about. Birthday buddies coming up in just a bit, but it is a very special birthday today.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
A wizard, and a thumping good one, I'd wager. Once you trade up a little.
can't be. Harry Potter?
Harry Potter!
Harry! Harry! Happy birthday!
By the way, Harry, happy birthday.
Anyway, Harry, a very happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Harry Potter, born July 31st, 1980. You a Harry Potter freak?
I'm a Harry Potter fan.
Okay, so you're not totally gaga over it like you have your Trekkies and you have your Star Wars freaks. There are Harry Potter, like, freakos.
I mean, I waited in line at midnight to get the last book, and then I stayed up and read it in one full sitting. So there's that.
There is that. So that fits into the timeline, right? I mean, when the books were coming out, you were there. Yeah, my kids were there, too. They were all into it. And then watching the movies over and over and over.
They're fantastic. It's a wonderful, magical world. It's so cool.
Yeah. And then my daughters would say, Dad, do your Hagrid voice. And I go, hey, Harry. and who was Professor Snape? Was that his name?
Severus Snape.
The guy with the long black hair, the straight poker black straight hair.
Yep. Yeah. Professor Snape.
I liked his delivery. Harry Potter, we have a celebrity.
You know, so, you know, I watched the movies with the kids and did some of the voice work. But happy birthday, Harry Potter. 94KX.
Tom, it's Greg Lloyd. How are you doing, my brother?
Holy cow, it's been a long time. How you doing, Lloydie?
Oh, man, I've been living at Evangelical for like the past 15, 16 weeks. You know, I don't go home.
I know that. It's been tough on a lot of us, but especially you frontline guys.
I fixed more respiratory equipment in the past 13 weeks than I have in 25 years.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. So what can I do for you people and all... What can I do for all you guys at Evan this morning?
I love Information Society. You know that song, Pure Energy.
Pure Energy. Yeah. let's get the energy levels up at Evan and get everybody dancing in place. What do you think?
Let's dance like nobody's watching us.
Exactly. Thank you for all you do over there at all the hospitals, and have a good weekend, bud. Wow. Laura, you got to feel for people working in frontline jobs.
I know.
15,
working
16
so
weeks.
Hard. Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's turn up the energy for those peeps.
Let's do it.
Flashback Friday.
94KX,
Flashback Friday from the 90s. Alanis, Jagged Little Pill. Laura Good, did you have that cassette when you was a kid?
No, that was the first CD I ever purchased.
Jagged Little Pill, really? The first CD in
the... Yep, at the Wall at the Columbia Mall in Bloomsburg.
The Wall. I always thought Pink Floyd should have sued him for calling the place The Wall. Nonetheless, we do remember The Wall, right? At all the malls. Alanis Morissette.
That's a conversation for a Flashback Friday.
You betcha. Alanis, too, she's trying to make a comeback. She has a new song out now. It's called Ablaze. And true story, last night she was on Jimmy Fallon performing the song. Now, you think Laura's dogs interrupting the show is hilarious? Listen to this. Alanis.
My mission is to keep...
It's a beautiful song. She's singing the song Ablaze, and her daughter comes into the room. Hi, Mom.
Do maybe overcome with darkness and a sense of helplessness, but it won't matter if you keep the cord connected to the oneness.
Ready?
To my girl, all your innocence and fire when you reach out. I am here, head or high water. This yes to say.
That's good stuff. I mean, isn't it adorable? The girl's
that's
like,
so cute.
I mean, it almost like worked into the beginning of the song. She says, hi, mommy. And then she says, hi. And then she can continue. Right? And then she's listening to the words her mom is singing. And she said, what does that mean? Oh, my goodness. You know, when your favorite pop stars growing up are now mommies trying to raise kids in a COVID time, you know it's a Flashback Friday, right?
Absolutely.
94KX. Thank you for the text. Text Club member Valerie and that song, Motion Picture Stuff.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
A new documentary about one of the best rock bands of the 80s debuts on Showtime tonight. The Go-Go's mixes archival footage with new interviews from the group's members. The film tracks how they formed, won over audiences at LA's punk nightclubs, and got signed to a record deal. We all know their success was massive, but while rising to the top of the Billboard charts was thrilling, there were problems that started to tear the Go-Go's apart. Belinda Carlisle and Charlotte Caffey both had severe drug problems, Jane Wiedlin resented not being allowed to sing, and a discrepancy in how much money each member earned created resentment. In their interviews, the women are remarkably candid about all this, so you really get a sense of how the band rose and fell apart. The movie is more than an extended episode of Behind the Music, though. A distinct attempt is made to cinematically capture the vibe that made the group so beloved. The energetic pacing is in the spirit of their best songs, on-screen graphics and animation mimic the colorful style of the band, and great songs tie it all together. The Go-Go's is must-see viewing for anyone with even a remote interest in the greatest all-girl rock band in history. Again, it premieres on Showtime tonight. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 4 vacations.
4 vacations. See what he did there, Laura?
I do. That sounds awesome.
You think you'll watch it? A documentary on the Go-Go's? I think it's cool on a flashback Friday.
Yeah. I think it's super cool.
Yep. There you go. Thanks, Mike. Hope to have you back in the studio soon. He is our resident movie expert. Flashback Friday, 94KX with Journey. Sure, it's a classic rock Journey song, but I still think of Caddyshack all the time. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, you beat me to it.
When that cocky caddy says to Rodney Dangerfield, well, first Rodney says, hey, kid, when I was your age, I drug blocks of ice up 50 flights of stairs.
Exactly.
And the kid goes, so? And Rodney goes, so? And the kid goes, so what? So let's dance.
So good.
So let's dance.
I love that song.
Now, I don't like to ruin it for Journey fans, but I'm sorry. I think of Caddyshack all the time. So.
Do you know what other movie / it was a Broadway play that was in? Rock of Ages.
Journey? And, oh, wow.
Yes. Okay. Yes. That particular song, Any Way You Want It, That's the Way You Need It. And Mary J. Blige actually sang that song along with the rest of the cast in Rock of Ages. It had Tom Cruise. It had Alec Baldwin.
Wow.
It had Juliana Hough or Huff.
Everybody just came out evidently, huh? That's pretty
cool.
No.
That show on Broadway, one, was fantastic because it was just an ode to the 80s. But then the movie, I don't know. But then it grew on me.
Ah, I wish we had Movie Mike with us right now.
Right? And now it's like, you know, you have those like snow day movies or like those movies that you just kind of put on and then you have to watch.
On a rainy or a snowy day, absolutely.
Yep. That's one of mine.
I'm going to check into that. Speaking of movies, it's time for our Flashback Friday movie clip from Happy Gilmore. According to a new survey, up to 250,000 Americans have looked into moving to New Zealand since the pandemic. Wow.
That's because New Zealand had a single case of COVID and that was it.
Exactly it. So, hey, you 250,000 Americans who want out, we feel it.
Get me out of here!
Flashback Friday. You heard Mark Lawrence say one of the top rented movies during the coronavirus, Purple Rain by Prince. Let's flash back to television last night.
Today was National Avocado Day, though it might as well be National Avocado Year because 2020 cost us way more than we expected. It went bad really, really quickly.
94KX on a Flashback Friday. Just take the lyrics of that song and recite them to your significant other sometime tonight, okay? I need some hot stuff, baby, this evening. I need some hot stuff, baby, tonight. And see where you get with it. It'll be,
I think you might get pretty far. It's like a compliment and a suggestion all at once.
All at once with Donna Summer on a Flashback Friday. News is coming up next. We have another opportunity to play a classic film clip for you. I don't usually read these kind of stories on the radio, but a flight attendant in Tampa caught her boyfriend cheating on her. Rolled some video as she walked into the room, picked up his very expensive guitar, and smashed it against the wall. Anybody? Oh. Anybody remember Animal House?
Yes.
The guy's on the staircase singing. Down the stairs comes Belushi. Looks at him. I don't know why I'm flashing back to so many movies today, Laura. I don't know.
That's all right. You're allowed to. It's Flashback Friday.
I think I just threw out my hip. It happens. It's what the heck. Flashback Friday, 94KX. And there's another song you needed if you were a mobile DJ for every party you did for at least 20 years. Maybe you still need it. I got out of that gig. But, yeah, Macarena. Oof. Flashback Friday. Were you and the contractor dancing around?
May or may not have been.
Every time you say that, I know you are guilty as charged.
Never. It is. Never. Come on now.
It is the last day of July and our last day for the Welcome Back gift card blast. And it has been a blast. I mean, great businesses.
Who do we have today?
Today we got my buddies Ron and Ron at Weaver Tire Service in Northumberland, just outside.
Oh, hey, you know what?
What's that?
Those dudes are great. Because when I suddenly got a flat and there was a big old nail that punctured right through both walls of my tire.
Okay.
Bing, bang, boom, fixed up at an incredibly reasonable price. Out the door I went.
I hope they have the radio on over there now because you said those dudes.
Those dudes. They're great.
Those dudes are great. There's your quote for the day from Laura. But yeah, go over, see Ron and his son, Ron Weaver, of course. Amy's in the office. She rocks, too. She's a coal region girl. She's a lot of fun. Get over there. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Tomorrow, they're open 8 to noon, and your chance to win a $50 gift card from Weaver's Tire Service as we wrap awesome. Up the gift card blast.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Make sure that you listen for that welcome bell later on this afternoon.
All about having fun. Flashback Friday. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you very much. 94KX Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning. The requests were great this week. Keep them coming to your chance coming up at lunchtime again today with Chad Evans. So have some more fun 80s and 90s. Yesterday, all the television networks were carrying the funeral for Representative John Lewis. But I thought it was especially powerful that our living presidents, former presidents, but always presidents, were able to speak except for Jimmy Carter, who is up in age and restricted to home because of health reasons, him and his wife. But their speeches were amazing, as well as Martin Luther King's daughter, Bernice. Let's give you a little sample of it.
We thank you, God, for the life and legacy of Congressman John Lewis, who showed us this more excellent way of life.
John Lewis was a walking rebuke to people who thought, well, we ain't there yet. We've been working a long time. Isn't it time to bag it? He kept moving.
Listen, John and I had our disagreements, of course. But in the America John Lewis fought for, differences of opinion are inevitable elements and evidence of democracy in action.
This idea that any of us, ordinary people, can stand up to the powers and principalities and say, no, this isn't right, this isn't true, we can do better.
America was built by people like them. America was built by John Lewis's.
What an inspiration. Our former presidents are still. I think it's pretty cool. He'll be missed, John Lewis.
He absolutely will. He actually delivered a final message to young people in a column that was written just a few days before his death and then published by the New York Times yesterday on the day of his funeral.
So we could close the show with that, I would imagine. Is that cool?
Yes, that is the thought for the day.
Right.
He wrote of being inspired in the final days of his life by the nationwide protests for racial justice, also following some of the late May killings of persons of color in this nation. He said, "Though I may not be here with you, I urge you to answer the highest calling of your heart and to stand up for what you truly believe. In my life, I have done all I can to demonstrate that the way of peace, the way of love and nonviolence is the more excellent way. Now it is your turn to let freedom ring."
Have a good weekend, everyone.
Bye, guys.